12 games in like two value starting pitchers, two value bats, two FFBPs, four home run props, and two parlays combined for over 1,900. Tony Gonzalo, Wendell Sport, Fantasy Firebox, back for the 12-game massive DK slate tonight. And let's get right into the picks. Let's go John Gray at 7,300 versus the Washington Nationals. He's been extremely consistent in his last three games as a starting pitcher. 3-4 at 7 or more Ks, 1 run or less in 5 starts, and 90-plus pitches his last three. He's getting deep, he's having control, and he's having success. Let's also go with Tyler Alexander, 6,000. Yes, 6,000 versus the Milwaukee Brewers. Listen, he's a spot starter, but he's actually been very sneaky when it comes to production. 15 points per game average over his last three, only 5 hits and 4 runs combined, and a simple, consistent 4 strikeouts and 5 innings per start. That's guaranteed double-digit money right there at 6,000. So let's go to the value bat. One of my favorite plays, as long as it's in the lineup, because there's a lot of shuffling around out there in Chicago, is Gavin Sheets. He comes in at least hitting one time in each of his last 4 games. One of those games was a 3-hit game, 10 of 11 in PPP, which is positive point production, and he loves to hit it home. He's going up against Simeon Woods Richardson. Only his second start is coming up. He's been good, but gave up 7 hits. And also, you know how I feel. The film is out. They'll be able to hit some spots. And let's go with, how ironic is it that a week ago we were playing Trevor Larnach as an FFVP at 2,500, and he's been so good. Now he goes up $1,300 in salary. He's at 3,800 because you want to know why? 13 points per game average over his last 4. 3-4, 2-hit games, scored 6 runs, 4 RBIs, 3 walks. Thank you to Jigsaw for getting you the spotlight on this value play. Play him tonight against a horrid Michael Soroka, who, listen, I feel bad. He was pressed in the starter duty. He wasn't supposed to be the anchor of the staff out there in Chicago, but still, he has come up extremely disappointing. 32 hits, 22 runs, 7 home runs, and only 13 Ks in 6 starts. Yeah, that's who we're going to attack.
Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off, one of our biggest deals ever, to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it, make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today.
Now let's get to the FFVPs. And for everybody that doesn't know, FFVP is Fantasy Firebox Value Play. Anybody between $2,000 to $3,000, it's going to be low owned and it's going to give you positive point production. That means no zeros and at least, you know, 4 or 5 points per se, but really happy with a 7 to 10 outcome. We're going to go with Tyler Nevin, 2,400. This guy's been unbelievable, okay? Positive point production in all 15 games this year. He's averaging 6-plus points per game. And what I mean by that is, that's DK points when I say that. 38 total points in his last 2, and he's hit safely in 7 straight. Get this guy in your lineup tonight. And then let's go to Nick Senzel. Okay, Nick Senzel, whatever the hell you want to call him. He had a bad thumb. He comes back. He's finally getting healthy. We've always known he's a power, right? He's always been a power guy. He's 2,500, but now he's 100%. He has 4 home runs his last 5 games. Did you know that? 5 hits and 5 runs in his last 4. And guess what? Total 75 points in 4 games for Nick Senzel. You need to get him in the lineup as your FFVP. And for everybody that loves the money, listen, the home run props are here. And I know we're going on 2 episodes, which is rare for us, right? 2 episodes, we have not hit one. We did hit one on an FFVP, but tonight, I feel it coming back. And let's go with one of my favorite plays in Rhys Hoskins versus Tyler Alexander. Again, doesn't have overpowering stuff. You've read the numbers earlier. 4 Ks per game, 5 innings, that's fine. But still, not overpowering. And Rhys Lisa Streaky. He's only batting 223, but he's just coming off a 3-for-5 game. He had a home run 2 days ago. He's starting to get that groove back. Right now, you get him for plus 215. I also love Taylor Ward versus Spencer Turnbull. Listen, Turnbull's been really good for the Phillies, but he's starting to feel a little bit of pressure because now Taiwan Walker's back. You have Christopher Sanchez, who hasn't been great, and Turnbull's been really good, but he's always going to be the odd guy out because he's the guy that got signed to a one-year deal. So he started to leak a little oil his last start. Maybe the pressure's getting to him. Maybe he elevates a ball in his own. And Taylor Ward is red hot. Red hot. If there was no Mike Trout, we'd be talking about Taylor Ward in nauseum. And I'm going plus 550 on him. Now let's go to Fernando Tatis at plus 370. Loves to hit home runs at home. Going up against Nick Martinez, who I've personally had the opportunity to watch. Again, I watch the games. These aren't just stats. I watch them all. And Nick is not a good pitcher right now. He throws extremely hard, has good stuff, but he has been unbelievably erratic, loses control more often than not, and he hasn't really been able to K anybody. So what does that spell? It's a recipe for success for the other side because he's going to be pressing. He's going to be throwing some flat balls out there. He's going to miss some spots, and they should wind up in the seats. And last but not least, let's go with Brent Rooker from Oakland Athletics. I love to get an Oakland A in here. Going up against one of my favorite guys to go against when it comes to home runs, that's Mitch Keller from Pittsburgh. Listen, 4 out of 5 starts, he's given up at least one home run. And Rooker's been 5 of 6 hitting safely. He's been really good. And also a backward logic here. He has 9 Ks in 5 games. That's a lot. But that just means he's swinging for the fences. So that's why I like to go all in on Brent Rooker tonight against Mitch Keller. Now, who wants some parlays? Let's get to the parlays. Let's start right off with our famous HRR hits plus runs plus RBIs. You can get them. DraftKings and FanDuel is just starting to offer them. So I think more of the books will catch up. But for right now, this is a DraftKings number. And if you don't have a DraftKings account, make sure you go to WindailySports.com, go to our partners, and you'll be able to get the best promo available right now.
Make sure you get over to WindailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off, one of our biggest deals ever, to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WindailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it, make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today.
Let's go right to Angel Land and go Joe Adell, who's been swinging a hot bat. Again, I told you about Turnbull. Let's go over 0.5. I'm gonna read this to you exactly the way you will bet it, okay? So Joe Adell over 0.5. Let's go in the Atlanta lineup against Luis Castillo, who throws hard, but he can be hit. I like Jarrett Kelenic. He's not going to oversell it. He's going to hit for contact. Go Jarrett Kelenic over 0.5. Just talked about Nick Senzel over 0.5. You have to grab him. And then one of my favorite plays is Jose Ramirez out of Cleveland at over 1.5, one of the most pure hitters in the game. And then Fernando Tatis, we just talked about him. Let's get his over 1.5. And that's going to give you plus 1051. So that is a big parlay to hit with only 5 legs. Now let's go to the K props. Again, we have 5 legs on this one. Let's go Tyler Alexander. I just told you he's averaging easily 4. He's had 4+ strikeouts in every single start. His over's 3.5. So let's take that. Mackenzie Gore, who's been really good. Let's get his over 5.5. Tyler Anderson for the Los Angeles Angels against my Philadelphia Phillies, who I know like to swing and miss a ton. Let's take his over 4.5. I love Jose Berrios for Toronto at over 4.5. I think that number is pretty low. And I'm going to go with the hard thrower, Luis Castillo. Now, his over is 6.5. I don't like that number. So I'm going to go to the alt market and I'm going to take 6 or more. So just go to the alt and hit 6+ because I think he'll at least get 6. I have a problem with him getting 7 or 8, and that's going to give you plus 868. Everybody have a fantastic night. Don't forget to follow WindailySports.com. As always, at Fantasy Firebox on Instagram and Twitter. I'm Tony Cotillo. Have a great night. Let's cash some tickets.